Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hey everyone, this is Sean. Welcome to the Med Flash Go question of the day. Today I have a freeform question for you. A 22-year-old female college student is complaining of excessive daytime sleepiness. She explains that there are moments during the day where she falls asleep while studying. During the exam, a patient falls back in her chair and becomes unresponsive to commands. Her pulse is present, and after a minute goes by, she awakens. What neurotransmitter is responsible for the condition described? And the answer is orexin, or hypocretin. Now, what is orexin, or hypocretin? And essentially, it's just the neurotransmitter that's responsible for creating an excitatory effect in the hypothalamus, resulting in wakefulness. The condition described then is narcolepsy with cataplexy. Now, I said with cataplexy because there are different forms of narcolepsy. There's two. The first one is narcolepsy with cataplexy, and this form is signature for the patient's having an irrepressible urge for sleep and at inappropriate times too. And this is on top of narcolepsy, and the symptoms are mostly excessive daytime sleepiness, also some problems in disordered sleeping, fragmented sleeping, hypnagogic hallucinations, and also sleep paralysis, okay? So really, narcolepsy type 2 is the general form of narcolepsy where you have those symptoms, and then narcolepsy type 1 is adding the inappropriate sleep cycles that occur during the day. And I got a quick follow-up question for you. Can you name one of the drugs that is used to treat, first line, used to treat narcolepsy? And that, you could say modafinil. You can also say gamma-hydroxybutyrate. Other methamphetamines are also used as well, like methylphenidate, but usually the modafinil is the number one choice. Lastly, I did want to mention, I can't go without saying the multiple sleep latency test. This is crucial for diagnosing narcolepsy. And really what this does is just measures how quickly the person goes into sleep. And based on that number, it really helps out with the diagnosis. Alrighty, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining in. Please stop by for tomorrow's MedFlashGo question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlashGo, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlashGo in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.